All right, so we have Game 3 coming up. Josh, nice job today, as always. And, Raf, Game 3 of this series between the Giants and the Reds. It is Jeff Samardzija on the hill and Luis Castillo of the Cincinnati Reds. Let us go back to the Great America Ballpark and bring in the gentleman. I'm very happy to have him. He's the beat writer for the Reds for the Cincinnati Inquirer, and it is Bobby Nightingale. Bobby, how are you?
Doing great. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. Well, I must ask you, first of all, did you get confused with the big guy, with your dad?
All the time, yeah.
All right. We love Bob Nightingale from USA Today. We have him on all the time. This is his kid, Bobby Nightingale, who is working with the Cincinnati Inquirer. What did you do before the Inquirer?
I covered college football and college basketball at the University of Kansas for 2 years. And then 4 years ago, I worked with MLB.com and covered the Tigers. So that was kind of my first time in baseball, and then worked my way back into it.
Oh, great. Well, we're glad to have you with us today. First of all, the weather in Cincinnati, that's always my big concern back here in the studio. What's the weather like today?
This is probably one of the nicest days I can remember, you know, this spring. I mean, it's got to be probably 65 or 70 and sunny, so something you'd hope for on the West Coast.
All right, I like it. As long as there's no rain in the forecast, I'm okay with that. Bobby Nightingale with us, Cincinnati Inquirer. Well, the Reds, as I look at the numbers, they're hitting .212, 47 home runs, same record as the Giants, 14-19. They've looked like a different ball club these first two games. What do you attribute that to?
That's a good question. They've been hitting the pitching well. Part of it, I think, they were just kind of due for a few good offensive games. They have a lot of talented hitters like Votto and Puig that were kind of struggling all season. And they just called up their top prospect, Nick Senzel, their center fielder. And it's like one of those things when you call up a top prospect, it always seems like it gives you a lift. And maybe the Giants will see that when they called up their guy too. But it just seems like it was just kind of a storm of eventually they were going to start hitting, and it just turned out to be this weekend so far that they've had two of their best offensive games of the season.
What do you think of David Bell as the manager? I know the Friday night game, he couldn't stop the avalanche that was happening with anybody in the bullpen, really. How's David Bell doing?
Yeah, he's good first-year manager. I mean, you saw with Friday night, he could be aggressive with the bullpen. I think you see that a little bit from the St. Louis. He was the bench coach before he went to the Giants last year in their front office. So I think that's where it comes from a little bit. That's probably the most difference I see between him and some of the managers they had in the past. He's a lot more analytically friendly, which he developed with the Cardinals, and he said he used it a little bit in the front office with the Giants last year. And I just think he brings a front office type mind. You can tell he values playing a lot of guys. He wants to use all 25 guys on the roster as much as possible. He's not one of those guys that kind of wants to run out with nine straight guys every day. So I think he brings kind of that front office mentality, and he uses his bullpen a lot.
All right. Very good analysis. Bobby Nightingale with us, Cincinnati Inquirer. We've talked about Votto on the show the last couple of days. Joe Sheehan was on today from his newsletter, breaking Votto down a little bit. I know 0-for-7 on Friday night, last night was not much better for him. Is Votto, has he lost it? I mean, he is the leadoff hitter again today. What do you see with Votto?
Yeah, his power is way down than it was just 2 years ago. 2017, he was one vote from tying the MVP award with Giancarlo Stanton. He still gets on base. It seems like he's taking a lot of called third strikes, which is either, you know, the umpires are missing it by, because he has a good command of the strike zone, or he's just not swinging at those borderline pitches. He remains confident that it'll come around, that he feels closer. Last year, he kind of dealt with injuries. He had a really slow start, kind of like this year. They just never got it going. He's adamant that he's going to figure it out. He says he's too good not to. And he kind of really made that his focus the entire offseason was to kind of get back to his MVP level days. So the 0-for-7 game was surprising. And, he's slumping a little bit, but I do see him when he does make contact. It looks harder than it was last year, which is a good sign for it should come around eventually. Just how much will it come around?
Okay. All right. Well, we'll follow it. Two more games, obviously, with the Reds, and Votto is leading off again today. Reds made moves over the winter. Of course, Matt Kemp was released yesterday. I want to get your thoughts on that. How Puig is doing, and Alex Wood, we haven't heard from him yet. And the catcher Farmer hit a home run against the Giants last night or the night before. I forget when. But what's that trade looking like, and how do you evaluate it now?
From their perspective, they traded two prospects to the Dodgers, and they have to hope one of them doesn't turn out to be a good major leaguer just because none of their guys have performed well from the trade yet. Farmer's probably been their best performer to date. Tweegs had a slow start to the season, although it sounds like that's traditionally how he's been, is slow starts. Matt Kemp, they released him. He's been on the injured list for the last 10 days because of a broken rib. And then it was one of those things where Kemp wants to play every day. And once they called up Nick Senzel, their top prospect, he's going to play every day in center. Puig's going to play every day in right. And they have a young left fielder in Jesse Winker. So it was one of those things where he's only going to play every once every few days if he was back on the team. And he didn't want to be a part of that, I'm guessing. And that's what led to his cut. And then Alex Wood, he had back spasms three or four times throughout the spring. He just had a setback recently. Out in extended spring training. So I wouldn't expect to see him until probably June at the earliest.
Wow.
Just because I don't think he's throwing at the moment. So he's going to have a way delayed start, assuming, you know, his back does cooperate in the next month or so.
Wow. All right. The Giants haven't seen too much of the Central, only the Pirates and the Reds, kind of the lower part of the Central. You've gotten a good look at the National League Central. Coming into the season, people said it may have been the best division in the league, and some argue even in baseball. Is it living up to that? What do you see in the division?
Yeah, I think the Reds are underperforming what they should be doing. If their offense, the way they've been pitching, wildly exceeded expectations from the outside. So it's like if they started hitting, they'd have a winning record if they could score more runs. I think the Cardinals and the Cubs are kind of in a class by themselves. The Brewers are right there, but it's up to their young pitchers. They lost Wade Miley and Gio Gonzalez from last year. So if their young pitchers can kind of take a step forward, they'll be right back to playoff contention. But I still think the Cubs and the Cardinals, they have so much talent. They're kind of above everybody else. And the Pirates, as you've seen, I mean, they have good pitchers, but their problem is going to be scoring runs all season.
Yeah, and they got a lot of injuries. Jameson Taillon is out. He's got a serious elbow issue, so he's out now. Yeah, they seem like they come up with an injury just about every day. Bobby Nightingale with us, Cincinnati Inquirer. Well, it's kind of ended on the pitching matchup today. Samardzija's seen the Reds many, many times. He's a different pitcher now. But the kid for the Reds, they talk about possible Cy Young. Last year, 28 homers, 169 innings. This year, you can't touch him. What happened?
Yeah, he said he just kind of focused more mentally and physically, and it's kind of carried over. He had a great second half. In September, he gave up, I want to say it was less than five runs across six starts. So you could see then, he always had the stuff to be an ace. It was just a matter of, he'd always let an inning or two kind of affect him, and then he'd go down. And this year, he's just kind of avoided any bad innings. He's just been, his changeup is almost unhittable when he wants it to be to left-handed and right-handed hitters. And he throws a fastball that's around 98 miles an hour. So it's one of those things where hitters are always going to have a tough time hitting a changeup when they're prepared to hit a 98-mile-an-hour fastball. So he's made it work for him, and I think he'll be amped up again today just because, you know, the Giants were the team that signed him in the first place when he was 16 or 17 years old. And it seems like he always enjoys pitching against his old teams.
All right. Well, hey, I appreciate having you on, Bobby Nightingale. You gave the old man a run for his money. You're pretty good. Very
That's
good. I like it. All right. But we'll look forward to seeing you. You'll be out in San Francisco next week, right?
Yeah, it will be.
All right, we'll have you on next week live when we do our show from the ballpark. Bobby, thanks so much.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me.
Okay, that is Bobby Nightingale of the Cincinnati Inquirer.